Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
We're live.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've got an awesome show for you today. We're going to be deep diving in to how to use Instagram a little bit better. And specifically, we're going to be talking about real estate, but I think a lot of this stuff is going to filter over into other areas, whether you're in real estate, you have another business, or even if you're using it for personal. The things we're going to talk about today are going to be very actionable and something that you can take bits and pieces of and make it work for you.
Yeah. So first things first, we are going to do is stop advertising and start storytelling. And that's something that we're really, really passionate about, because when we get on social media, I mean, and I'm sure we're going to discuss this more in depth later, but I personally don't like seeing buy my product when I go onto a social media platform. Like, I want to see what people have going on in their lives.
So exactly.
Also stop for a second. Okay. As you guys can tell, from the sound, my nose is completely stopped up. I've had a horrible cold ever since last week. So Kim's going to do the majority of the talking today. So that's the reason why I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut most of the episode.
All right. So if you all don't take anything else away from this episode, and if you are busy and you don't want to listen and you just need one piece of advice and nothing else, and you're going to turn it off after this, this is the only piece of advice we need you to hear. Facebook and Instagram are not the MLS. And for our non-realtor friends, Kyle, what is the MLS?
The multi-listing system. That's where your photos and description of the properties that you list get put on so that people view them, and it goes out to all the other different sites like realtor.com and Zillow and Trulia and all those other platforms. I think whenever you list a property on the MLS, which is the multi-listing system, it sends them out to like 600 or 700 other websites or other platforms for people to view those.
It's a sales site. And contrary to what you probably believe, your clients or your future clients are pretty darn smart. And when they want to search for a house, they know where to go. Like, they're going to go to the MLS, they're going to go to your website, and they're going to go to Zillow. They're not caring if you're posting that crap on your Facebook and Instagram pages. And that's what we get into a lot with real estate. And I'm sure it happens in other businesses. And it's just something we want to talk about, is taking away that advertising and that selling point, because it's always such a sell, sell, sell. We're hitting them with that machine gun. And that's not what Facebook and Instagram are intended for. And yes, those come into play, and you're still going to be promoting stuff in that form on Facebook and Instagram. But we're going to talk about some other things that you can include and why you need to shift from that sales mentality into more of the storytelling and building a brand mentality. And one of the other things we see a lot, so we see a lot of like just listed, buy my house. Have you seen my new listing? Oh, come to my open house. That gets really boring after a while. Mm-hmm. Nobody really cares to see that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we see a lot is just sold. And honestly, all that's really saying, whether you believe it or not, I think a lot of people post that with the intention of like, look how good of a realtor I am. Like, I got this person's house sold. But really what it's telling the world is, hot damn, I just made money. Like, here's my paycheck in my pocket. Today's payday for me.
Yep.
And then another thing we see is that they'll post a picture with their clients and they say, just closed. And if I'm the client and you're saying, just closed, what does that mean to me? Like, that makes me feel awful that like you're closing that right now with me and that's it. And that's how you view me, is like, just closed.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And when you're in the real estate world, you don't really think of it that way. Your viewpoint is from inside of the transaction, not the client or the customer that is out there. So what can you do instead?
And well, going back, those are things that you're proud of. And we understand that. So it's hard to get out of that mindset. And plus, every other realtor is doing that. And I really think, like, we look at a lot of people's Instagrams, mm-hmm. a lot of different businesses. And I really think that real estate is the one that's kind of stuck behind on this. I think other industries have kind of moved forward and they're still doing this a little bit, but real estate's the one that's really gotten stuck. And I think of a lot of it is monkey see, monkey do. Well, every other realtor is doing this and they're successful. So that's obviously how I need to use Instagram and Facebook and social media. And that's what we want you to stop doing. We want you to step out of the box and be the first one to be a little bit different. And so instead of doing the sales pitch, just buy my house, just sold, just closed, bragging and telling all the stuff about yourself, what we want you to do instead is to tell a story and how, like, one of the examples is how you're able to help the client. Because essentially social media is for your clients. It's not for you and it's not for you to brag about. But your clients are going on there with, what can I get out of this person's account? And, you know, when we ask, we sit down with real estate agents all the time talking about building a brand in social media, and we'll ask them, what sets you apart from every other realtor that you know? And you know what every single one of them says, and what you probably say too, is we build relationships with our clients. Mm-hmm. But then they're the same people that turn around and they haven't talked to their past clients in years. One of the things, struggles we hear is it's hard to stay in touch with people and they lose like their connections over the years. And then they're posting like on their Instagram and Facebook what we talk about, just sold or closed. They're putting a label on their clients and because they're just seeing it as money, as a paycheck.
Yeah.
So if you're going to tell someone that it's so important to me to build relationships and, you know, get to know these people and build a friendship and stuff over the years, then that's what you need to be showing on social media, because that's what means a lot to everybody.
Yeah. And it's so obvious that if the number one struggle with being a realtor is staying in contact with your database and losing those clients on the second transaction or the third transaction, that something's falling short there and you're not staying in contact with them the right way, or at least a way that's entertaining and a way that they would care to follow along. Because myself, I would not want to follow along with, I would much rather follow along with the story of someone's business and what they have going on than, oh, John Smith just put up another listing. Oh, John Smith just put up another listing. I feel like after a couple of months, I'm not going to follow that person anymore as a past client, because that's irrelevant to me.
Well, because think of, when's the last time you went on Facebook or Instagram with the intention to buy something, let alone like the biggest purchase of your life? Like you're going on these platforms because you want to be entertained. You want to see what your family and friends are up to. And you're probably mostly watching videos of cats and dogs doing funny stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's the intention of social media. Not a lot of people are going on there with the intention to spend money. And right. So that's how we need to reel it back in. And that's how we need to start serving our database and our clients on social media, is giving them that entertainment, giving them advice and education, and just letting them get to know who you are as a person. And I like to tell people, think of it as a cocktail party, right? Yeah. You're going to walk in the door. Maybe you know some people, maybe you don't. So if you're uncomfortable, the first thing you're going to do is walk over to the punch bowl and say, Kyle's standing next to the punch bowl. How weird is it if I look at him and the first thing I say is, hey, just listed, nice 2-bedroom house in the heart of this neighborhood. There's 3 bedrooms. It's at this price. Like, he's going to look at me like I've got 4 freaking eyes. That's not how we talk to people in real life. And that's not how we should talk to them on social media.
Yep.
Instead, I would introduce myself. I'd ask him questions about who he is. I'd tell him questions about who I am. We'd get to know each other a little bit. And that's where you need to start thinking about when you're writing this content or where you're making videos for social media, is how would I talk in real life and how would I talk with my database and build up these connections? Like, you're not going to just shoot facts at them.
Yeah. And you're not saying that you're going to have to introduce yourself in every single post. That's not what she's saying either. But it still has to have a story or a personal aspect in every single thing.
Yeah. So why do stories work? Let's jump into that a little bit, because I want you to think about how we're wired. Like, people love stories. Not too many people I know are going to sit and watch TV and love when the commercials come on, or watch a channel that's like just made up of commercials. In fact, most places are trying to get rid of commercials. That's why we've got Hulu and Netflix and all that stuff, because you don't want to watch commercials. And when they come up on your YouTube video, like the ads in the beginning, like you can't wait to hit that skip to the next thing. And that's essentially the same on Instagram and Facebook, as people, or LinkedIn, whatever you're using, because people don't want that constant commercial.
People are skipping over you if you are a commercial every time. They would literally just a thumb flick away.
But now think, like, if a new Star Wars movie came out 3.5 hours long, how many people would sit there and watch 3.5 hour movie over 20 seconds of commercials because of the story that it's telling? Stories are what sell. Facts and commercials and selling stuff, that's not what sells, but stories are what sells. And stories are, because they're memorable. And then people, someone's much more likely to remember your post. Say if you just sold a house. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying just sold, what if it's like the Jones family and they happen, you know, to foster all these medically ill children? Mm-hmm. And so you talk about, they give you the permission, and you talk a little bit about that in your story, about how you found this house for them that was a little bit larger because of the needs that they have for these children. Well, that's going to sit, people are going to remember that, and people are going to want a similar experience because that's going to like hit home to them. Yeah. They're going to read that and they're going to be interested, and they're going to be like, dang, like this person gets to know their clients. They care about their clients. They weren't just trying to make a sale to them. They found them a house that fit for them. That's the person that I'm going to want to work with too. So as a realtor or any other business on social media, don't be the commercial. Don't be the MLS. Don't be that person. There's agents out there doing this the right way, and they're having huge success with this. And that's what we want for you too. So you need to be the story and just start thinking, like, if you can start telling these simple stories, how that's going to transform your engagement and the ROI that you're going to start getting back from social media. People can see right through you. Mm-hmm. And so they know if you're being inauthentic, and they know that if you actually care about these clients and stuff like that, like people can read that so fast these days. So you need to learn how to be authentic and care about your clients, and not just the paycheck that they're bringing with them behind that.
And you have actually have to do that, not just say that. Yeah. And now there's a lot of successful people out there that view it as a transaction every time. But don't give us that line of BS that you care about the client when you don't actually. Just say, I'm here to help these people make as much money on their house as possible, because that's what I'm good at.
And you know what? The people that care about the transaction, like that's, and they're successful, that's fine, but social media is not the marketing platform for them, because that's not the intention of social media. The intention of social media is building relationships, making a community, and building these connections around you. So if your intention is money, 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 you know, I see it black and white, I'm going to pay for these leads, I'm going to call, I'm going to do this, these are the steps I need to do to make this much money this year, and I don't really care about the relationship part of it, then social media is not for you and you're not going to use it. But if you're listening to this podcast and that means that you're trying to use social media for your business and it's not working that well for you and you're trying to figure out what you can do better, and that's what we're about to fix here.
Yeah. Maybe you need to care about your clients a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, truth is, everybody knows a realtor, but not everybody remembers one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. So we're going to jump into 5 ways that you can incorporate kind of the storytelling and alter how you're posting. So we're going to go into like 5 specific types of posts that you can use that are going to help you be able to start telling stories and make your social media feed more engaging for your database.
Yep. All right. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the about me type of post.
Yeah, because people want to work with somebody that they like. You want to know this person. You want to connect with them. Like, that you'll find that a lot of times your clients are the same people that you can go grab a beer with after work, usually. Like, you've connected at some reason. So that's what you want to put across on your social media. So one post a week or one post every other week, however much you're doing, should be about you and about who you are as a person, your favorite things, what you like to do on the weekends, what you do for fun, what are your hobbies, what books are you reading, your favorite podcasts, your favorite songs, all these things, ways to connect with different people so that they learn to want to follow you and want to like you. So you're making those connections so that someone can pick something out and be like, oh, I like that too. I like this person a little bit more. Think about if you went to like a popular school. So we're in Kentucky. A lot of people wear UK gear. Think about when you're in the airport in like Milwaukee and you see someone with your college's logo on your shirt. Automatically, your face lights up, you kind of relax a little bit, and you decide that you probably like that person because you have something in common. So that's what these types of posts are intended to do, is make those commonalities between you, your database, and potential future clients.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest categories. Like, that's going to be your most talked about category, is introducing yourself, just like Kim said. And the second thing is benefits. Like, how do you benefit your clients, or what benefit do you bring to the community or to your office or everything in the surrounding of your life?
Exactly. This is another thing that you want to think about, is everything you're posting, how is your client going to view that, and is it going to help them? Mm-hmm. So if they're looking for their next realtor, they want to know what you do that's differently and how you're going to be able to help them. So using this category of benefits is a way to kind of talk about different situations or different scenarios where you helped a client through a hard time or a difficult transaction, or you went above and beyond even after the closing happened and you helped people move or whatever you did. And that's going to show them, why am I going to pick you? That's the benefit of me picking you over Joe here on the left. Because,
or if you use different styles of marketing, or like you use professional photos or professional videography on every single listing, mm-hmm. you can show them on your sheet, like, here, I use this photographer or whatever, go look at their page. And then client's going to be like, oh my gosh.
And tell them why it's going to help them
look like that. Yeah.
Is, we use a professional photographer and we use this person specifically because, you know, we've seen our houses sell this much faster, because that kind of information is going to speak to someone and make them want to work with you in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And then community is the next category. Like, you have to be involved in your community, and social media is the best way for you to show how you're involved.
Now, I think everybody's heard, like, the big buzz going around is be the mayor of your town. This is something that Gary Vee threw out 5-10 years ago, and it's really starting to catch on now. Be the mayor of your town. You should know everything. You should know everyone. You should be interviewing all these people. And that's awesome. And we've seen a lot of people doing that. But what I want to remind you about community is you need to be doing all these posts. But again, how is this benefiting your clients? So it's one thing to go and find a local community resource or store or whatever and interview the owner to wearing your logo across your shirt and putting that out there of like what this business does and who you are and hoping that they share it too. Like, that's one thing. And you're going to get some traction off of that in the community because hopefully that other business is sharing your stuff. But change it up a little bit. Tell what this business offers your clients, or how this service can help your clients, or why is this so important to you and your business because of your clients? Because that's what, like I said, people care about them and they want to know what they can get out of something. So if they don't see value in you interviewing someone because it doesn't mean anything to them, well, find a way to make it mean something, because that's the only way they're going to be interested in that, is what does it do for me? And that's what you need to think about. This is not about you. I don't know how many times I can stress that. Like, your posts have to be about your clients. So when you're interviewing these local people in your community, you're talking about local events and stuff like that, relate it back to your database. You know, you should know through and through who your typical client is.
Yeah. And like, it's not anybody looking to buy or sell a house.
No.
Please, God, it is not that. That is not your target market.
Now, you need to know your target market, and that is a whole nother podcast, and maybe that should have come first. But if you don't know who your target market is, like, Kyle's not going to sell a house to the same people I'm going to sell a house to. We're two different people. We're going to attract different people, and we need to know the type of person that we're going to attract so that we can talk to them in these posts in a language that they're going to understand.
Yeah, and so, now you may sell a house or whatever for anybody looking to buy or sell a house.
Other people are going
to
come.
You have to know who you're talking
to. Yes, other people are going to come, but you need to know deep down who those people are. So you need to be going out in the community to places that's going to speak to those people in your database who are bringing in referrals and who are your specific people that you want to reach out to. It needs to benefit them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't
I kind of went on a tangent with that, but really,
as you get that, you guys can tell that Kim, we work with one-on-one with a ton of people, and it's hard sometimes. And you can tell how passionate Kim is about these things because it's such a struggle for us to get our clients to say and realize these specific things are a need.
But when it clicks and it's, I mean, big things happen, but I want to go back to community because I kind of ranted and I didn't really tell you like what to do in community. Yeah, so I kind of want to give that actionable part to it. So in the community, yes, you're going to go out, you're going to find local businesses that you can collaborate with. You're going to highlight them. You're going to talk about local events that are happening, things that are happening in the school district. You can talk to different teachers and superintendents, local grocery stores, you know, just general things that that are happening in your community that would be of interest to your clients.
Yeah, and things that are going to benefit your clients. The next thing is have educational and advisory content, like advise the potential clients on stuff. Show them that you have knowledge in the area.
Yeah, and this one's a little bit harder to pull into the storytelling because this is going to be more factual. Mm-hmm. But it's something that's going to benefit your clients, which is why I included it. Like all the other things,
knowledge is part of the story. Yes, there's the person's
exactly
story.
All the other things you can really build a story around, and your story doesn't have to be 10 pages long. Your story can be a couple of sentences, just giving a little bit more information. But the educational piece is that's what you know a lot of people are looking for too. Like think about YouTube and Google. Like people are going to search for things, so you want to start creating content that your client would be going to search for.
Yeah.
Something that they're going to save, something they're going to share with their friends because they don't know and they can't easily go on Google and find that information. So you need to start thinking of all those questions that you get asked over and over and over again and make them specific to your client and to your community and really go deep on that information. So about once a week, you should really be, whether it's a video or even just a post.
It can even incorporate the community in the education. You can educate your clients about the community and all the things that are going on and the HOAs in certain neighborhoods and the grocery store that's just down the street where you can get certain things like Save-A-Lot's just down the street. But if you want to get this specific item, you're going to have to drive over here. And the quickest way to get over here is, or to Kroger or whatever, is this direction, but at this time of day, you may want to go this other direction.
Yeah, it's a little community mixed in is how you can combine it. But other things, like I said, think of all the questions that you're asked. Go to Google and type in the top searched questions in your town, like search like real estate in wherever your place is or something like that to find like what kind of populates in the Google search and then start making content based on that. And you want to make it super local and super specific to your clients. You don't want to just, oh, what's the latest market update or three tips to sell your house. Like make it specific that someone can't just look and find an article on Google for. Yeah. Like it's going to be something that sets you apart further.
A lot of the bigger real estate offices have really good training. And if you learn something in those trainings, a lot of the people that you work with would probably like to know some of those things as well. So, and it will help you it'll help you learn it and know more about everything if you teach those things. And I've always found that in life that if you figure out how to teach something, then you really have to learn it and have to have
You have to know it. So that's it. I mean, that's just going to be a big one. And that's going to be like your piece of content that gets shared. It's more likely to go quote unquote viral. If you can make viral content, is that type of information that people want to share. And they're going to want to share information that educates them or advises them on something that they didn't know, because that's why we have Google and that's why Google's so popular, because people are always searching for answers. So give them, be the person to give them the answers, be that expert.
Yeah. And the educational stuff, if you are not only posting on Instagram and Facebook, if you're posting on YouTube or if you're doing any videos in that neighborhood and you use the right category or the right description, when someone searches, you'll be the first one that comes up in that area, mm-hmm. in your whatever town you live in. And the last thing that we're going to talk about is your content needs to be client focused.
Yep. And I'm kind of meant this one in the terms of highlight your clients and make them feel super special. Obviously, you need to talk to your clients and make sure they're okay with you posting about them on social media. So do that first. But then highlight them and tell their story. Like, how did you help them buy the house? Like, maybe the Jones family, you know, they needed to be out of their house in 2 weeks because Mr. Jones got a new job in this other part of town and all this stuff happened. And through your tough negotiations and all this stuff, you were able to make it happen for them and make this dream a reality for them. So tell that story and highlight it and give them, just make them feel special. I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end, is make your clients feel special. So make every single client that you work with who's okay with being on social media, you should be writing a little paragraph story about their experience with you or getting a testimonial and using that. And it should be focusing on them and not that you just sold their house.
Yeah.
And think about it. Like, if somebody wrote something about me and like my experience and congratulating me on my house and all this stuff, like, I'm going to probably share that on my social media pages. And then all my friends who are probably also your target demographic, if I worked with you, like, my friends are going to be similar. They're going to see that and they're going to want to look at you too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about getting as many eyes of potential clients and of your target market on your stuff.
Yeah. So guys, I hope that this helped you out. And remember, Facebook and Instagram are not the MLS. So start building relationships, start telling stories, start connecting with your clients and using social media in that form. And you're going to see a huge ROI. I promise.
And we're going to bring you more episodes like this that are just educational, informative, and us not just sitting around talking. So if you enjoyed the episode, then do all the things. Let's roll that outro.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.